Hi everyone, it's Roberta.
And this is Ryan, and this is the Midweek News.
On Art Blog Radio. Tell you my exciting news. We have a new grandchild. Stella and Ira had the baby on Saturday night. His name is Calvin.
Calvin.
And Hobbs?
No. Yes, Klein or Coolidge. Take your pick. Those are my references. Maybe there are others, but Calvin Miller will be the name. 7 pounds, 6 ounces, beautiful little boy. So, and mom is doing well, so they're all home and well. And I babysat all weekend with the 22-month-old Eliza. Yeah, so that was fun, exhausting.
Yeah. 22
months. Yes, yeah. For the baby. Yes, very much. Didn't understand why mom and dad were gone, mm-hmm. but accepted that they were gone. So that was wonderful and made my job easier. And then the baby came back, and she was very excited to see the baby. Yeah. But that was my weekend. How about you guys?
I went to Maine. I went to Bar Harbor to see College of the Atlantic with my oldest. And that was an interesting school, and everything looks out onto the ocean. Pretty amazing. The views are spectacular. They built a new building and everything looks out on the water, even the bathroom looks out onto the ocean. It's like,
wow.
Yeah, okay. it's pretty nature focused. And it was nice. It was a little chilly, but
yeah, I was going to say, how cold is it going to get in the winter up there? Right on the ocean.
Yeah, it's going to be plenty cold. I guess the question is, how dark and rainy is it going to be?
Oh, no.
You know, some of that Nova Scotia, I know, just gets tons and tons of rain.
Really?
Yeah, one of the rainiest sections. But he's excited. They, you know, some of the students were talking about their semester counting whales. So that's pretty exciting.
Do they have boats at this university?
They do. They have like 5 research vessels that they use, and they have sailboats, and you can do summer on the boat. And then they have like kayaks in their own little thing. And you just kind of go out and do your own thing. And yeah.
Heavenly.
Seemed pretty great. Yeah. What about you, Chi? How was your weekend?
I went to New York. I did some shopping for my graduation dress.
Oh, nice.
So I tried a few of them dresses. And I also went to the Brooklyn Flea Market.
Oh,
and
nice.
Bought my first CCD. It like the old camera.
Really?
Yeah, and the filter seems like I'm in Japan, Shibuya vibe.
Oh.
So that's super fun. So I'm obsessed with my new camera right now. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Fun.
I love Brooklyn Flea. It's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. Mm-hmm. And I got my new ring.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
let's see. That's
so
cute. Love it. I was also in New York. But like I left on Saturday, but I was planning the little gala that for International Friends of Festival Verity. So I was there on Thursday, and then I was kind of just relaxing with my family in the weekend after the big day. So that was my weekend.
Nice. And how was the gala?
It was great. Yeah, I think it went pretty well. There was a couple of opera performances, which was really fun. There were chefs that came from Parma, Italy,
which is where the organization is.
So it was great food, great music, no complaints. Everyone was happy. So it was good. Yeah.
What fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where was this event?
It was at Lincoln Center. It was the Stanley H. Kaplan penthouse in Lincoln Center. Yeah. So it's really pretty because they have like huge floor to ceiling windows and you can see a bunch of the city from there. So it was really, really great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this was an auction fundraiser, was it?
Yes. There was an auction component where there were a couple of like, there was like Red Sox Yankees tickets and like Phillies tickets and then a trip to Italy. And then, yeah, people were also really encouraged to, you know, join the organization and stuff like that. But it's kind of like the biggest fundraising event of the year. So it was really good that it kind of went off without a hitch and everyone seemed happy. All right, so shall we do news and local things now that we've gone around the table and around the world? This is the spring, although it's not officially spring, but in the spring are student shows at the universities. So Tyler apparently started its MFA shows in February, which I guess that snuck up on me. They're still going every week. They have more MFA shows opening up every Friday through the end of April. But we'll put a link in for where you can see all of who the MFA students are and what weeks they're having their thesis exhibitions. Penn, University of Pennsylvania, has its Scattered Earth, Sounded Depth, Penn Fine Arts MFA Thesis Exhibit. May 1st, it opens, and it'll be up till the 30th. We'll put in a link to that.
I just received the email from the author, Ross Gallery.
Arthur Ross Gallery, yes. I believe it's going to be there in the Arthur Ross Gallery, yeah. Which is a first. I don't think they've had their thesis shows in the Arthur Ross Gallery before. We'll correct that if that's wrong information. Let's talk about Love Park. Two things from Love Park. The portal moved. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the portal? You know, the thing that connects, yeah. The big round thing that was vandalized that connects Philadelphia to Dublin and other places, Poland, Lithuania. Well, it's now been trucked up and down the parkway. They had a little procession on a flatbed truck, and it's now in City Hall Courtyard, which is a good kind of secure place for it. I think that's what they're thoughts are. No more vandalism. Lots of surveillance cameras. So that's number one in Love Park. And then number two in Love Park, the thing that looks like a spaceship that anchors the corner where the portal more recently was used to be the visitor center. That's now on Independence Mall. But it's been sort of in abeyance for as long as I've lived in Philadelphia. There's been really nothing in there as far as I recall. But they now have a video installation in the windows looking out. And it's people that are immigrants that were interviewed by Nadia Hironaka and Matt Sueb, who are a husband and wife video and media team. Very good stuff. And so that opens May 7th and it's going to run to June 8th. And it's only open at night. It'll be projected at night beginning at 5 and ending at midnight.
Yeah, the pictures of those look really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big close-ups of the people they interviewed. I assume there's a sound with it. I didn't read very closely, but I think, and it said there are going to be programs, civic programs presented in Love Park in conjunction with this. And then this one I want to mention is there's a bilingual sunset cello show and meal at Bartram's Garden, exploring forbidden queer love a century ago and today. So this is by Daniel De Jesus, who is a wonderful cello player and artist, and he is going to be playing the cello and accompanied by a Spanish meal by Puerto Rican chef Cynthia Salamanca, who is the chef owner of Sandra's Kitchen, and it's going to be apparently outside, I think, cueing off of the poetry of Federico Garcia Lorca, Spanish poet, about sonetos de amor oscuro, unrequited queer love, against the repressive backdrop of Priests of War Spain. So that sounded really quite interesting and wonderful. Anyway, those are my three things, or maybe there were four in there, I don't know. Over to you, Ryan.
Okay, so I'll try to keep it to three, but no promises. because there are a lot of senior shows coming up, because we're into spring and things are, they happen a lot from February, a little bit early, but a lot of them start happening here in April, getting into May. Moore College of Art and Design is having their fashion show on May 7th, and it's going to be held at PMA, at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Hmm. It looks really interesting. They've already got some promo videos on social media as well as their own site. And this is happening May 7th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at PMA. And it looks really interesting. And they will be also showcasing jewelry and accessories created by Moore alum as well. So I think that's going to be a really interesting show if you're into that.
Do you think it's going to be in the Great Hall and they'll walk down the steps?
I think that's probably what they'll do. I think that makes a lot of sense.
That would be very spectacular.
Yeah, it's a great fit. It's an interesting venue for a fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the staircase would be an interesting place to do it as well. But it'll be May, so it'll be bright enough. So there should be some natural light there too, right towards the end as well. There is also, Temple has been doing a lot of really interesting things. Both their medias and art programs have been doing a lot of interesting things. They have their 26th annual Diamond Screen Festival coming up on April 29th and 30th. They have a lot of different shows that are going to be shown at the Performing Arts Center. Describe it as 2 days of programming showcasing outstanding documentary, narrative, and experimental films. And they will have a full list forthcoming. We have our link already up on ArtBlog Connect. There's quite a few other things going on 29-30 at Temple. And these shows will be at Temple as well. And then there will be links in the show notes as well as on Temple's website to show you exactly the show list. There is also there's an interesting show coming up that Photo Lounge, sponsor and friend of ArtBlog, is putting on as well, called Hey, That's Beautiful, Where's That, What Is It? Which is a great name.
Cute.
This is Edward Schwartz. He has documented Philadelphia in pictures. This is a capturing. So Photo Lounge is, they do your processing, they'll print your pictures, film and digital, amongst other things, transcription from analog to digital. You can also find coupons through ArtBlog's advertising of their stuff as well. And so this show is showcasing photographs of over 3,000 slides from the 1960s to the 1980s, kind of paying homage to the city of Philadelphia and all that has as well. This is in collaboration with the Association for Public Art, and I think it's going to be an interesting show. This is April 25th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Photo Lounge. That's 130 South 17th Street. If you've never been there and you need something printed, take a look at that. Take a look at the art blog. Join our newsletter for discounts for your pub printing as well. And those are my three. Did I go over? No, that was three. Okay,
it was perfect.
Yes. Anjali or Chi, do you have anything that you wanted to show?
Yeah, I have one thing. So on Sunday, April 27th, Philadelphia's Magic Gardens is hosting a spring cleaning art sale at the Walk-In Street Studio. So that's 1002 Walk-In Street. And the sale is going to feature mosaics, folk art, bottle works, and other unique pieces. And all of the proceeds are benefiting the Magic Gardens. And it's open to the public from 10:30 to 2 p.m. with early access for PMG members from 10 to 10:30 a.m. Manna Bakery will also be on site with some of their baked goods. So I think it sounds like a fun Sunday activity and a great way to support a Philly art space.
Is it work by Isaiah Zagar or work by local artists or what's on sale?
I think it's just what they have like in the space. Like they're doing a spring cleaning of what they have. Not all of it, obviously, but some of the pieces to bring in some more pieces into the Magic Gardens.
Yeah, and I also have one. So April is Philly Jazz Month. So it is a month-long celebration of Philadelphia's jazz heritage. So throughout April, there is something for everyone to enjoy, from live performances to in-school educational programs designed to unite jazz Philly communities. The month aims to highlight the vibrant jazz community and cultural heritage. So the schedule for the rest of the month is on their website. So if you're interested, please go and check, and the link will be included in the notes. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Everything has a month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? So I did not know that April was Philly Jazz Month.
I think I knew that.
Did you?
It's been for a while.
Yeah.
This is a big jazz town.
Sure.
A lot of the Curtis Music School, even though you think of classical music when you think of Curtis primarily, there's, you know, jazz performers that come out of that school.
I wanted to say an opportunity. Logan Cryer just did a radio piece for the art blog, and they interviewed Zinzi Harley, who is running a magazine called Zinzine, ZINDZINE.com. And so there's a pitch that if you're a writer with a pitch focus on BIPOC designer or diversity in design, they'd love your submission if you want to get into their publication. If you are a designer looking to market your brand in their pages, reach out to them. If you are an advocate for design that wants to be a sponsor for the launch of the upcoming issue, reach out to them as well. So we'll have a link in that as well. We also have that piece of Logan interviewing Zinzi on theartblog.org right now. That's live. Take a listen to that. Reach out to Zinzi and zinzine.com for more info on that.
Great. There seems to be a little bubble up of, is it a paper zine, do you think, or is it a digital zine? Paper.
Yeah.
Because Logan themselves has Orange Crate, which is a paper zine, and there's Great from Julia. And there's another one, Teleporter, from David Dumpy Wolf, Marginal Utility, quarterly publication.
Yeah. So Black Star has one, Roost Quarterly. There's so many different publications. They keep saying it's dead, but people keep
It's good to keep trying, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, quite a bit of publication, real-life publication pieces available in Philadelphia right now.
Good news.
Yeah, great
news.
That's
a happy note. Let's end on that happy note.
Great. And happy April 16th, post-tax day for all of you who are recovering or how many more months you need to finish up.
Okay, this is Roberta saying thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This is Anjali. Thank you so much.
This is Chi. Thank you. Bye.
And this is Ryan, and this has been ArtBlog's Midweek News. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. End cut.
End cut.